Ian Scholes, I've read in the Globe and Mail that Jane Austen's house museum, the cottage in Hampshire where Ms. Austen wrote or revised all of her books, has issued a cease and desist order to visitors. Stop dumping human remains in the garden. So many deceased devotees, it seems, want their cremains spread at the landmark that, quote, museum staff have been shocked to find mounds of human ash around the grounds, left by relatives creeping in to honor the final wishes of loved ones, unquote. The museum was forced to ban fans from scattering human ashes in the garden. Collections manager Louise West claimed, quote, it is distressing for visitors to see mounds of human ash, particularly so for our gardener. Also is of no benefit to the garden, unquote. Well, actually, human ash would be of great benefit to a garden, rich in phosphates, but I can't argue with the first part of the statement. If I were to visit Jane Austen's house, I too would be irritated to have to wade through mounds of human ashes on my way to see Ms. Austen's crumpet preserved under glass or whatever it is the museum has to offer. More of a roller coaster man myself. But the question arises, what makes people think it's all right to do this? Whatever happened to casting ashes out to sea or mingling them with the sands on a beach at sunset? I mean, you have to smuggle the ashes in under your coat, I assume, and dump them when the gardeners and docents and fellow visitors aren't looking. It indicates a weird kind of entitlement. My dear Aunt Florence, she loved Jane Austen so. Of course she must be scattered in the footsteps of others who love her so she can be scraped off the bottom of their shoes when they return to the bed and breakfast. I don't get it. Why not put Aunt Flo on an hourglass and stick her on the mantle? She'd tell time, at least. Do other tourist attractions have this problem? Are there little piles of ashes at the Museum of Modern Art or Yosemite or Disney World? I was just at the county fair last summer. I don't remember any little piles of gray ash and bone fragments while standing in line at the Tilt-A-Whirl. True, there were a couple of suspicious mounds by the corndog stand, but that probably doesn't mean anything. Jane Austen expert Professor Catherine Sutherland of Oxford University, asked by the Globe and Mail what she thought Ms. Austen would think, said, quote, I think she would think it's hilarious and be thrilled she inspired such devotion, unquote. Hilarious it might be. Dead people are always good for a laugh, but inspiring devotion? If she inspired devotion, there'd be acolytes in hooded robes intoning Pride and Prejudice in unison in the garden by torchlight. There would be human sacrifices, my friends. That would be devotion to Jane Austen. I gotta go.